I have witnessed other people struggling with the trials in their lives. With some, it was easy to see that they did not have the Lord in their hearts. They could not fall back on the truth that the Lord was there for them also. Sometimes I tried to share my personal experiences with them, but it seemed too hard for them to believe, so my testimony sometimes was ignored. I felt almost ashamed that the Lord had made himself known to me, and I had that to stand on, and they did not. 10 years later, at our first high school class reunion, more than one person said to me when we first met, "Hey, there's Honest Ron." They had forgotten the beer party, but they had remembered my character. When school was out for the summer, it was easy to find a part-time job. Any day of the week, you could walk into almost any business, and they would put you to work doing something. I first started pruning Christmas trees at Claude Johnson's farm in Turk Lake when I was 14. Soon after that, I subcontracted pruning fields of trees by myself to other local tree farmers. In the first 2 years of high school, I worked at the Greenville Daily News flying papers and learning how to become an offset web pressman. I ran a drill press at Reynolds Manufacturing in Gowan for a short time, making flats that the refrigerator companies in Greenville used for shipping. Worker safety regulations were not followed, and there were no safety guards on the machines. Consequently, the sleeve of my shirt became tangled and dragged my right arm into the drill. I praised the Lord that that cloth had stopped the machine just before I lost my arm. Once again, Dr. Rice was there to patch me up. When he did open surgery on my forearm, he said,
"Now, Ronnie, this is going to hurt."
And it did. It was the second year that Montcalm Community College was open. I had to drop out of the classes I had signed up for because I could not write. The injury to my arm disqualified me from military service. There were several named bands from Michigan, like Bob Seger and Ted Nugent. But these bands did not come too often to Montcalm County. The only place I could see live professional rock and roll bands was in Ann Arbor or at the Grand Ballroom in Detroit.
God said, "Abraham, peel me a son."
I saw Johnny Winter there for the first time. I heard all his music off his albums before, but there was nothing like the real live thing. He was amazingly brilliant on the slide steel guitar. His brother Edgar Winter played the keys and sax with him. You sure could tell these boys were brothers. They both had white hair, and they became one when they played together on stage. The original Fleetwood Mac band was more of a blues band, and they played there also. When I heard of an outdoor concert that was being held back east, and it would last for 3 days, I passed on a free ride to Woodstock. The long ride there and back to New York did not interest me or camping out all weekend at a rock show. Well, when my friends got back, still all muddy and wet, they told me what I had missed by not going with them. The next time my friends wanted to go out of state and see some bands play live, I went with them to a 3-day concert in Florida. Walt Disney had just bought the site to build a new amusement park, and this would be the last concert in that open field. One evening after dark, while walking around in the crowd, I heard the most beautiful melodies coming from the stage. I did not know who this was, but I walked through thousands of people to get right up close to them on stage. That night, I saw my favorite slide guitar player, Johnny Winter, and his brother Edgar playing the sax with the Allman Brothers Band. They were joined by Dickie Betts and Dwayne Allman, hanging 10 on the edge of the stage. All four of them stood together trading lead lines on their instrument along with Greg Allman on the B3 organ. What a musical experience that was. The next day, while the Johnny Winter Band was playing and everybody was watching them, I snuck up on stage to get a closer look. Nobody noticed me, and I blended into the stack of empty road cases. When Johnny's performance was over, I saw other people that had got up on stage, like me, being thrown off the stage by the Hell's Angels. They were hired to keep law and order, and they were pushing it over the limit. Being a musician myself, I knew just what to do to save myself from the same fate. I picked up some mic cords and began wrapping them up, pretending I was a roadie. When someone tapped me on the shoulder, it was Johnny Winter, and he said,
"Here, take this."
And he handed me a steel guitar in its case, and it was very, very heavy. He said,
"They won't touch you if you are carrying that."
Then he made sure I got off the stage safely. I gave him back his instrument and thanked Johnny for helping me get away from the Hell's Angels. Then he went one way, and I went another. On Sunday morning, a helicopter flew in the evangelist Billy Graham. I grew up listening to him speak on TV, and it was the only time Carolyn and I watched something together. Now to see him in person was the highlight of the festival. He was fantastic, and his star shined brighter than anyone else on stage.
The Holy Spirit uses the conscience to draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, "No, no, 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 no." And after a while, your heart gets harder and 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 harder. God still loves you.
The local band I played in was not interested in playing original music, and I could not find players who wanted to play their own music. I started calling these musicians the 3 M's, which translated into Michigan Musician Mentality. At this time, things seemed to be happening in San Francisco.
You're gonna take a short little drive.
So I started setting my sights on the West Coast.
The air, it smells so sweet, California Street.